Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. All right. So stress, struggles, and patterns, and why you aren't getting better. So a lot of people will, you know, all of us have stresses, we have struggles, we have repeating patterns that keep going on in our life every day, all the time. Maybe you're stressed about finances, maybe you're stressed about your relationships and your partners and your loved ones and all of these stresses that keep coming on. What I'm here to tell you is that there's a band-aid effect, right? Let's say, and this is my greatest example for this. So let's say that you have a cavity. And along with having that cavity, you are self-medicating. So you're not going to the dentist. Maybe you have a lot of stress going to the dentist or a panic and anxiety going to the dentist. So you haven't gone to the dentist to get this cavity filled. And every week, once a month, however often, you're getting toothaches, you're getting jaw pain, you're getting headaches, you're getting all of these symptoms from that one cavity going through your body. All of these symptoms, so you're medicating, you're, you know, Orajel, Advil, Tylenol. So you're basically Band-Aid. You're doing the Band-Aid effect, right? You're taking all of this medication, all of these things to try to fix the problem, but you're not actually going to fix the problem. You're covering up the problem. You're masking the problem. The cavity is not going away because you're medicating it. You're masking the symptoms, but you're not actually fixing the problem. The same can go with your happiness. So if you're feeling unhappy, if you're feeling a lot of stress and you're struggling in your life and you're having a lot of things going on for you, but you're just masking that, right? I see a lot of people who say, you know, think more positive, be more positive. When you're experiencing negativity, turn around and think a positive thought. I actually saw that post today where every time somebody started to think negative, in the middle of that, they'd be like, why are you thinking that way? Get over it. Let's deal with it. There was another post that I saw today where somebody was questioning how to deal with, you know, that negativity, your stress and your struggles. When you don't want to work through that stress and struggles, how do you cope? Like, how do you get past that? You don't. You have to work through it. You're masking the problem. If you're feeling stressed and you're feeling like you're struggling and you've got a lot of things going on in your life and it's just bringing you down and you're feeling emotional and you're feeling down and you just keep medicating the problem, you're not actually fixing the problem. If you didn't know, if you didn't go through that pain, you wouldn't know you had a cavity, right? You don't know to go to the dentist. You know, if you go to the dentist once every 6 months, you'll probably catch up on those cavities. But if you get a cavity and you don't know you have a cavity, you're not going to fix the issue. When you find out that you have a cavity, you're going to fix the issue. But you found out because of the pain. So every negative experience, every thought, every emotion, every negative thing that you experience has a lesson in it. There's a lesson in it. You're not just supposed to sit and wallow in negativity. You're not just supposed to, you know, mask it and cover it up with all this positivity and light and love and, you know, thinking positive and being positive. You're supposed to actually learn from that negativity so that you can grow and change it into a positive. Do you get what I'm saying here? It's not, you know, hey, let's just sit here and, you know, I'm feeling really negative and squirrel, throw in some positivity. No, you're masking the problem. Going back to the cavity, if you've got a cavity and you just keep medicating it and you don't fix the problem, that's going to keep coming back. That pain is going to keep coming back. I don't know about you. I've had cavities. Obviously, I've had cavities. And that pain is excruciating. It's horrible. I don't like feeling it. I medicate, and then I finally go to the dentist, and I'm like, why didn't I do this sooner? And you're sitting there going, okay, but it keeps getting worse. Like, I want to kill my mouth when I have a cavity because I've got all this nerve pain and everything else, and I just literally want to punch myself in the face until it's gone, right? And you get angry. You don't want to deal with it. The same goes with your negativity. You can't just ignore it or mask the pain and think that, yeah, okay, all of these struggles and all of these thoughts and all of this negative, you know, patterns that I'm experiencing are going to go away when you're not actually fixing the problem. So here's what we do. So instead of self-medicating panic and anxiety, depression, we turn to drugs and alcohol and, you know, abuse of sex and everything else. We turn to those things to self-medicate our unhappiness, right? We self-medicate our unhappiness because we don't want to deal with it anymore instead of learning from it. So stop thinking that you're just going to self-medicate. Start thinking, okay, what does this scenario, what does this pattern, what does this negativity have to teach me? And how can I change it from a negative to a positive? How can you change that negativity from a negative to a positive? And it might not sound as easy, or it might be easier than it sounds, or vice versa, but changing your negativity into a positive, it comes down to learning from it. So a lot of my clients will feel unhappy with their lives. You could be a movie star, you could be a nurse or an executive or a coach, even yourself. And you could be sitting there and you could have this idealistic life. You could be making, you know, six figures or doing whatever it is that you do and loving what you do, but still be unhappy in that background. And you think, okay, well, what am I going to do about this? Why am I still unhappy? What's going on in my life? How can I fix this? And then you start doing other things. Maybe you start, you know, self-medicating with other stuff. And it's not necessarily medication. I say that in quotations, but you start self-medicating. You start hyper-focusing on other things, thinking that that's going to make you happy when you're not actually getting down to the bottom of why you're unhappy. You've got to start asking yourself, okay, what caused this? Is this an unaligned belief? Is it a limiting belief? Is it something in my life that's not in alignment to what I need? And that doesn't always have to be spiritual. Saying that you need alignment, it's alignment with what you truly need. Just because you're not spiritual or just because you are spiritual doesn't mean that when I say alignment, it's like, oh, hey, let's get you all, you know, guru aligned with your life. No, it's let's start figuring out what you really want in your ideal life, right? If you've got your ideal life, but you're still unhappy, what's missing in there? Or what's stopping you from believing that that life is what you want it to be, that what you need it to be? There's always a lesson in the negative. It's easier for me to help you find it than it is for me to tell you how to find it. It's something that I inherently do. It's my superpower, is to be able to find past events that, you know, are making you unhappy. So the first step is gaining clarity. So what are you unhappy with? What aspect of your life are you unhappy with? Is it one of your seven mindset pillars? Is it yourself, your spirituality, your romantic relationships, your family, friends, career, finances? What aspect of your life are you unhappy with? Where can you gain clarity in that, right? Where are you unhappy? What caused the unhappiness? And connecting those dots. Because 90% of the time when you're feeling unhappy, if you don't know why, if you do know why, it's usually from a past event where you created a belief. I'm not going to go into my client examples right now because that's probably not fair to my clients. And I do sign confidentiality, so I'd have to get their permission first. But when you're sitting there and you're thinking, okay, well, I can talk about this one. So I have a friend or a client, who wants everything to be perfect. And all of this perfection is causing a lot of negative stress in their life. A lot of negative stress in their life. And they sit there and they're like, okay, well, what caused that? And so we went back and we thought, okay, well, maybe it was the lifestyle that they grew up in. Maybe it was something that they were taught. Lo and behold, we did find out that that specific belief that everything needs to be perfect came down to a severe trauma experienced in adolescence. that was carried forward to believe that they couldn't be happy unless everything was perfect. We're still working on that one. We're still trying to figure that one out. Figure out how to change that one into a positive. I know how. It's teaching them how. But going further on that, there's usually something in your past that creates a belief that you hold on to now. Now, that doesn't always have to be negative trauma. It could be a positive event, or something that should have been a positive event, but you ended up creating that belief come down here 30 years later and you're like, well, this isn't the way I want my life to be. So going back, gaining clarity on what exactly is going on in your life right now, where you're unhappy, what caused it. So is it something recent? Is it something from your past? Healing those experiences. So taking those experiences and saying, okay, what lesson did you learn from that? So let's say you were abused as a child and you grew up and you refused to do that to your children. You've experienced abuse. You're not going to do that to your own children. So, you know, you've gained strength from that. You've gained the strength and the love to make sure that your children are loved and protected the way that you weren't, right? So there is a path there, right? Going on to the self-help society that we're growing into now, you could take that and you could help other people find that strength after being abused as a child, right? There's a lot of different positive moments of growth that you can find in every single one of your traumatic events. All of them can be turned into a positive. Then we go on to healing. Okay, well, what do you feel that your perfect life looks like? And it's not perfect because nothing's ever perfect, but your ideal life, what would your life look like, or what would you like your life to look like for it to be a life that gives you meaning and a life that gives you love and purpose and just warmth and just that passionate feeling of this is what I've dreamed of. What does that life look like for you? There's three parts to my coaching. Obviously, I've just gone into all three of them. So clarity on what your struggles, what your pains are, what your patterns are. Second part, healing past wounds, because we've all got them, turning those past wounds from a negative into a positive, and then creating an actionable plan to create that life that you truly, truly love that gives you maximum freedom. So struggles, stress, patterns, why you truly aren't getting better? Because you're band-aiding them. You're not actually fixing them. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.